So we're going to review and continue the reading at the first string. Sorry about all the background noise, but we're at a beautiful waterfall for today's lesson. Isn't that great? So we're doing the three notes on the top string. Just to review, we got E. How do you know that's E at the top of In the Mel Bay, the top of page 7? You have an E note, and it's the top space. Again, the notes for the space rhymes with face. So for the spaces, it's F-A-C-E, and that's the top space, so it's E. On the line, it's Every Good Boy Does Fine, right? And so that's the top line, this F note, and we play that with finger one. Right, so let's hear the F. Finger one, string one, fret one, yep. And let's hear the E again. Yeah, and then G, the third note, is not part of our face or our Every Good Boy Does Fine, but it's a little bit up from where F is, so we know that that's G. The musical alphabet is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then after G, you go back to A. There's no H, right? So G is at the third finger, third fret. So we're gonna again read together, page 7. Now we talk about rhythmic values. When there's a hollow note with no stem, that's a whole note, meaning it occupies the whole bar or four beats. So we give each note four beats and let's play it. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Good job. And then next one, half notes, is when you have a hollow note with a stem. It's worth two beats each. Again, that little symbol above the note, it looks like a kind of a three sides of a square, it just means hit it with a downstroke. And we also have a half note rest at the very end of the tune. If you look on page 6, when the hat is laying on the couch, it's only resting for a short time, two beats. But when it's hanging on the coat rack, you know, it's a whole rest. I don't know, that's how I heard it once, and it seems to help students remember which way. So when you're looking at the hat on the couch, it's only worth two beat rest. So at the end of the bar, you have to stop that E from ringing on beats 3 and 4. So let's play that. 2, 3, 4. Wait, so two beats E. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, rest. Rest, and you can either rest by putting your left hand on there, the playing hand can just rest like that, or the picking hand can just rest, either one of those. All right, cool. Now we got quarter notes worth one beat each. 1, 2, 3, 4. That little lightning bolt type thing is a quarter note rest. It means it's worth one beat. If you look at page 6, it says this is a quarter rest. It doesn't really mean anything until you actually, you know, use it, you know, which is why I kind of teach it as we're going along. I don't, you know, make you memorize all this stuff. You don't really know what it means until you start using it. So very good. That was fine. That was just a review. And now we're going to go to page 8 in the Mel Bay, expanded edition. And we'll try to play this. Now, I gotta just tell you, you know, all the tunes are pretty boring in the beginning. Okay. You know, I mean, you're not gonna play, it takes you a few pages to really start getting some.
Okay.
So now, yeah, it's like,
so this is,
you gotta memorize it. That's right, and about the rhythmic values, you can kind of just visualize, like that first note occupies the whole bar, mm-hmm. So it must be worth 4.
Okay.
Okay. What does that little C mean before the first note? It means common time, 4/4.
Okay.
C means common time, 4/4. So you just visually, you could see like the first note occupies the whole bar, so that must be 4 beats each. Second bar, there's 2 of them, so that must occupy 2 beats each.
Okay.
Third bar, there's 4 of them, so... Did I just say 4 of them? No, I said it right. Third bar, there's 4 of them, so it occupies 1 beat each.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Playing the notes. Page 8, Mel Bay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Still E. In fact, they're all E. 1, 2, 3. Now F. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Now G. Now they mix it up a little bit, so... Not too shabby, not too shabby. Let's do that last line again.
Okay.
Just the last line only. So the last line only, 1, 2, 3, 4. Awesome job. All right, we're gonna move right along to working the fingers. They mix it up quite a bit here. Now you'll notice we're not looking for perfection. We're only looking for keeping your spot. You will not play this correctly 100% right now. I'll tell you right now. And it's just something to get used to. But you can't go back to correct because, you know, when you're playing with an orchestra,
uh-huh.
You know, you can't just stand up and say, hey, hello, Mr. Conductor, and all the instruments and the violins and the brass and the tuba. You know, I missed my F note on bar 36. Can we please go back? You know, I mean, obviously I'm being funny, but it is like that. It is like that. Or let's say you're on a Broadway show, you know. You can't stop the actors and actresses and say, right? So you learn to develop the skill of just moving your eyes ahead, you know.
Okay.
So here we go. We're going to do it nice and slow.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Go. Well, so you're going a little faster than me. So I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm giving you plenty of time.
Okay.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep going, next line. Bar of that line. Good. Third line. The one thing I do want to point out is, you did great on this, is let the notes ring as long as they need to ring till the next note. People, beginner students tend to do, like if you're playing F, and then the next note is G, they'll go, let's say it's a half note of F and a half note of G, they'll tend to do like, but what you're actually doing is you're putting in rests that aren't written,
okay.
Right? So... You know, if it was F and then a quarter note, F for a quarter note and then a quarter note rest, and then G for a quarter note, and then the quarter note rest. It would have to sound like one, rest, G, rest, like that. But let it ring, yeah. Which is a very common thing, but I don't think we're gonna go back. It's not a big enough deal to go back and do that. So very good. We're gonna move right along to first string etude. Etude means study. The word etude, you'll see that a lot in music. It means a study. It might be Latin, I think. Late etude, yeah. I'm not sure where it comes from. So this, but this is a lot of quarter notes. So one, two, three, four. And if you listening to this were not able to keep up with that, you know, pause the recording and then practice it and then come back, you know, come back to the recording.